Welcome to episode 49, Habitual Victimhood. This is Wendy Reese Hartman. Thank you for listening. Recently, one of my students came into class and said, "We didn't get to bed till 4 a.m. She then proceeded to tell me the story of why and all the obstacles, challenges, and hardships that led to the late night bedtime. Within 10 minutes, she told the story to two more students, two different times, who made the mistake of asking her how she's doing. She probably would have told it a third time had I not interrupted by starting the class. It's one thing to explain how we're feeling and perhaps a brief explanation to why. But when we repeat our stories in great detail like that, we're looking for attention. Those stories that place us square in the victim role will never make us feel better, no matter how much attention we receive when we tell them. As I have said many times, our energy flows where our focus goes. And if we're focusing on being a victim, we're going to get that energy right back at us. Think about how you want to feel in your life. Go beyond good or great. Get specific. Do you want to feel vitality, strength, balance, peace, aliveness, joy, prosperous? Now think of what is opposite of that feeling. Do the stories you tell yourself and others make you feel how you want to feel or how you don't want to feel? Make a conscious decision to only tell the stories that make you feel the way you want to feel. Drop the rest of them. They're not serving you, and they're certainly not serving anyone else. Now, here's something that's particularly interesting. When you do shift your focus to what you want and only telling those stories that make you feel the way you want to feel, you'll find that people interact with you differently. They'll start to validate those feelings that you desire. They will actually help you increase that desired feeling without even asking them to do that. And as you get more and more of those good feelings, they attract more and more to help you validate and to grow them. It's crazy, but it works. In our inspired action today, we're going to let go of the stories that keep us stuck. So stay tuned, and I'll see you in the Inspired Action Time. Welcome to the Inspired Action. Begin to follow your breath in and out of your body. If you are in a place where you can close your eyes, I invite you to do that. Otherwise, just allow the gaze to be soft. Notice the breath moving in and out of the body. Is it shallow or deep? Is it fast? Is it slow? And just notice if there is a change that would make that breath feel just a little bit better. Begin to focus inward, turning into that quiet place inside of you and turning your back on the world for the next few minutes. Allowing yourself to simply open up to these questions, allowing the answer to just flow with curiosity and wonder at what will appear. What are the things that you say to yourself about yourself? How does that make you feel? What do you say about yourself to other people? How does that make you feel? What do you tell yourself other people think or say about you? How does that make you feel? How do you want to feel in your life? Do your stories get you closer or farther from that feeling? What shift are you willing to make right now to get closer to those desired feelings you identified? Today, pay close attention to how you feel when you talk about yourself to others. Pay attention to how you feel when you talk about yourself to yourself. Consciously shift if you're not feeling the way that you want to feel. I know, easier said than done, but that is why it's a practice. That's why it takes commitment. And I promise you, if you are willing to do it, even just for a few days, and notice what shifts around you, it will validate your efforts. The return on investment will be enormous. I look forward to hearing about your experiences with this. Thank you for listening. Be whole.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.